take out the part explaining why they're putting this addendum on about John. Okay? To take out the part, the little addendum saying this is what he said in regards to John, really, which is explaining why they're writing this addendum to make it clear that it was not, Christ did not lie when he told John he wouldn't die until he returned, and that had not been a breaking of Christ's word. If we take that out, that episode from basically verse 21 or 20 or so down, the rest of the chapter, what's the first part of the chapter then, the majority of the text, actually the real focus of it, about? Peter. Let me ask you, how would it feel if we did not know? Nowhere else is this recorded, by the way, about what happened to Peter in the restoration. It's not recorded in Matthew, Mark, or Luke. If we don't have this chapter in John, we don't have the restoration of Peter by Christ after his denial. It's not there. It's left out. What kind of a perspective does that give us then at that point? What are we left hanging with? Peter betrayed Messiah three times and was just no more heard from, really. Left out. We are given the story of Peter's restoration made special. It's put in the book of the four that it's special. It is put as a special chapter onto the very end of the book. It's like God drawing great arrows to this chapter. All through everything is flowing down to this chapter. This chapter is extremely important in Scripture. In it are the hopes and dreams of all men in reality. In it we see the need for Israel and the hope Israel has of being restored. In it we see ourselves and the hope we have for being restored. All these things come down to Peter. If Peter is not restored, if that's just left hanging with what he did, we leave him basically in the same position we left Judas, who betrayed as well. We just don't know what happened to him. Peter is you and me. Peter is the standout disciple. He's the one who kind of leads. Peter, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can, is the way I like to say it. That's really the way it was. He's our guy. And what was demonstrated about Peter? He couldn't do it. What was demonstrated about Israel? Israel, that's our nation. If they can't do it, no one can. Okay? What was demonstrated about Israel? They couldn't do it. Is God going to restore them? Yes. Will he bring them back in grace? Yes. Did he restore Peter in grace? Yes. The story, in reality, the Bible is told in John 21. It's a story of restoration. Restoration of the ones who failed, the betrayers. And God takes them back. This story is the book, the heart of the whole gospel message. This chapter is chapter 21, and it's put special for us in a special place. We're going to see that more and more. I want to also let you know that John 21, there are certain chapters in the Bible that are like grand central stations for a whole lot of things happening, all coming together. John 21 is one of those. Revelation 13 is one of those. Hold your fingers and turn to Revelation 13. Actually, 12, I'm sorry. I knew it in the wrong. Okay. Revelation 12. Verse 1, a great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. All right. This right off the bat, this chapter is telling an overview of the story of the universe. We have a woman. She's clothed with the sun, and she has a moon at her feet. In Scripture, the symbolism goes like this. Jesus Christ is the sun. The woman is Israel. She has 12 stars on her head. The moon is at her feet. That is Satan. God is going to put the moon down at the feet of the... He will put our enemies at our feet, just like he did for Christ. In the end, the moon will be at the foot of the woman, just like he will be for us. God will defeat Satan for us and cast him at our feet, in a sense, as the believers, and as Israel the same way. The moon is Satan from the very beginning, Genesis 1. You have the moon and the sun pitted against each other, one having half the time and the other having half the time. But clearly the moon is the lesser light. And in fact, it takes its light from the greater light, which is the sun. This is the fight. It is a time clock arena. The sun and the moon each having their time, half and half, 12 hours, back and forth.